We all know the reason the Democrats controlled the three branches of government for the last 18 months was because the people of this nation had a mandate. In November 2008, we said, no more Republicans, end the war, and deal with climate change. It was crystal clear, and it was our moment of triumph after 8 years of torture, literal and figurative. Alas, the last 18 months have been occasionally uplifting, but for the most part, deeply disturbing. And while I am the first to say, hey, this administration came into a nightmare economic scenario, two wars, and an embarrassing international posture, the decisions made on high have left me in a state of confusion and deep discontent. There are three major elements that I allude to. Number one is the housing crisis. Number two, the escalation of war. And number three, the failure to address global warming. These major ongoing catastrophes are the nails in the casket of change. Because it is the earth, the animals, the people, the families scarred and ruined that I care about. There are tens of thousands of dead casualties of war and millions of people who are unemployed, scared, suicidal, homeless, and hopeless. They are not the middle class that we hear about ad infinitum. They are simply Americans who bought in and believed in the system. The impact of these events on Americans and the rest of the world may turn out to be the ultimate reason we descend into utter chaos and permanent war. Today is the first day of the lame duck Congress. Do we accept this declaration of stagnation? Do we allow our government to grind to a complete halt while the Democrats are still in power? Or do we demand they man up and make things happen? We've got 7 weeks until the new Republican Congress takes over. How dare they surrender? They just had 10 days off since the election. Let's make them work. Call them at 202-225-3121 and make your voice heard. I did. I demanded they pass the DREAM Act, which provides a path to citizenship for immigrant students. Then repeal Don't Ask, Don't Tell. Extend unemployment benefits for laid-off workers and do not extend the Bush tax cuts. If they address one bill a week, they can pass at least 5 laws before the House is handed over to the Republicans. I do not accept the excuse of lame duck because it's just lame. I will not accept it because to do so would accept defeat and there is too much at stake and there's no time to waste. In this last Sunday's edition in the New York Times Week in Review section, there is an invitation to balance the national budget. There is an interactive graphic grid and options for spending cuts and tax increases. And you take your number two pencil and go to work. It's truly exciting, fun, and easy to cancel or delay weapons programs and save $20 billion or cut 250,000 government contractors and save $15 billion. You could opt to raise taxes on banks weighted by size and riskiness of holdings, collecting $105 billion or tax carbon emission and raise $70 billion. You can go to newyorktimes.com/weekinreview.com and experience the thrill of doing what needs to be done, balancing the federal budget before breakfast. I can do it. Why can't they? You know the phrase armchair quarterback? It comes from the act of sitting in your living room and shouting at the quarterback on TV to play the game the way you would. I have this feeling frequently, especially when it comes to running the government. So I guess I'm an armchair president. Here's the plan. Withdraw all troops from Iraq and Afghanistan. That'll save a bundle for sure. Let's tax all big oil companies. Let's call it a global warming tax and transfer all the revenue into alternative energy. Okay, then there's the banks. Let's invite them to pay at least 35% taxes and really plump up the economy. Put an immediate moratorium on all foreclosures, reduce mortgage interest rates to 4.25% across the board, and watch everyone pay their mortgages on time, and use that money to lend to families trying to find homes after they were immorally removed from their homes. And I concur with 500 economists who agree that legalizing marijuana and hemp would generate billions in tax revenue. And it really does feel easy to second-guess the president, especially after the disastrous midterm elections. Those of us who are managing to somehow navigate this treacherous social and economic tightrope are acutely aware of the next bold moves the government is about to impose on our already stressed-out existence. Mr. President, I do want to tell you how to do your job. I want you to lead according to our original mandate, not the Republicans. Do not compromise on extending tax cuts for the rich. Do not compromise on anything anymore. Americans would really appreciate that because we're on the 9th yard line. It's 3rd down. Are you going to punt? Because with all due respect, sir, we really need a touchdown.